This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Greetings, wrestling fans. Welcome back to the NWA Saturday Special. I am your co-host, Scott Criscolo. With me, as always, the doctor, Dr. G, George Urbelino. Are you wearing a mask? Are you wearing one of your many Place to Be Wrestling Network masks right now while you're talking?
You know, they are really awesome, those masks. Yeah. I like the masks. The shirts are great. Everything's great.
I'm wearing my I'm a mark for myself, and I'm wearing my NWA Saturday Special T-shirt right now. So I'm a mark for myself, but I guess you have
You're a mark for yourself. Get out of here.
Well, you got to be in this business, I suppose, right? Hey, earlier in the week when I recorded the Place to Be podcast, I wore my Place to Be podcast shirt. When I recorded Place to Be Nation's main event, I wore my main event. So I'm a mark for myself. Yeah, you got to be really in this business, kind of, don't you? I would think. Anyway, welcome to the show.
That's right. That's why you have to go to T-Public and. Buy some Place to Be Wrestling Network merchandise.
Yes. I'm not going to read the whole address because it's a bitch. But you'll see it right on the description, right on the screen, wherever, whether you're on Podbean or PlaceToBeNation.com or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you'll see the link to the T-Public site right there. I'm not going to bother reading it because it's long and cumbersome. But, yeah, maybe there's a sale this weekend. But you can get whatever, T-shirts, hoodies. It's getting a little chilly out.
They always have sales.
Yeah, they do. Come on, go out there and buy your red special relations hoodie. That's what I'm going to do when it gets chillier. Got to support Ben, Rory, and the Claymore.
You know, here, Alan McDougal. Tonight in the Northeast, we've had a nice little chill in the air tonight.
Yeah.
It had a little fall feel tonight.
It did. It did have a little fall feel. That's good.
After a beautiful day.
It was. Well, it's the second weekend of college football. It's the first weekend of NFL. So, got to have that chill in the air. But we are not talking about football tonight. We are talking pro wrestling. And coming Tuesday, we're right to the end of the row. We finally are getting it, Dr. G, for the first time since, what, end of February, beginning of March. We're going to have live, well, sort of live, I guess, NWA wrestling. For this coming Tuesday night on Fight TV. Is the premiere of Primetime Live, the first show brought to you by the National Wrestling Alliance and the United Wrestling Network. So on this week's show, we're going to kind of give you a preview, a little prelude to that first episode, which we will, of course, recap in full next week. And we're not doing any early shows. We're not spoiler fans, but we at least want to give you a chance to watch. So we're not going to do like a live watch or anything like that. We'll still do our regular show on Saturday morning. The show is Tuesday night, so it gives you 3 days to watch the show. And then you could listen to us on next Saturday morning, and we'll recap. And we'll do that every week from here on out. So starting next week, you will get full primetime live recaps every week here on the Saturday Special.
So what is it, $7.99 a show, and then I think it's $23.99 for a bundle.
So every four shows, you could pay $24, which actually isn't that bad. And if you're like me, and you may actually get it every time you buy it, you may get a little kickback. Since I bought the two NWA pay-per-views, Into the Fire and Hot Tams, I think I have like $7.
Hot Tams!
Kick him in the butt! A computer took your place, daddy! I think I have some credits. So I paid slightly less. I think I paid like $16 for my 4 weeks. So... mine came out to like $4 an episode. But you know what? Fight TV is very good like that. You keep buying stuff from them and you get all wrestling, MMA, boxing, whatever they got, and you get credits for future purchases. So
it's going to be almost like a pay-per-view, you know, night, like, you know, on Sundays. We're going to be able to hang out, have a little food.
Look at you.
Watch a little wrestling.
Party planner. Get some wings.
I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. I'm pumped. No doubt. Sweet Charlotte.
Get some wings from Planet Pizza. What do you think?
Planet Pizza. You can start shilling Dave's Planet Pizza.
Why not? Dave's Planet Pizza. If you're ever in Norwalk.
Yeah, for people in Saskatchewan who want to.
If you're ever in the Norwalk area and you're in Connecticut,
oh,
go see Dave Cuban at Dave's Planet Pizza. It's the best. I'm telling you right now. The food is phenomenal.
I'm going to start calling you Don West Ribolino soon. We like you, Dave. So if you live in the Northeast, if you live in the Northeast, you're not going to drive to. If you live in New York, you're going to stick with your own pizza places. And if you live in New Haven, you'll stick with your own. But if you're in Fairfield County, give Dave's Planet Pizza a
It's not just his pizza that's good. I mean, he has some great food, especially his chicken scarf. Oh,
Jesus, love it, love it.
I'm getting hungry here now talking about
this. We're going to get Dave on? Do you want me to get Dave on? Dave, does he know anything about the NWA? We can educate him.
You know what? If he doesn't, we'll educate him. Exactly.
Dave's Planet Pizza presents Primetime Live.
Yeah.
The Primetime Live
Dave's
watch.
Planet Pizza presents the NWA Saturday Special. What
are you kidding? Saturday Special. He needs to do like breakfast wings.
I am so excited about this because
I am
we
too.
Haven't looked forward to something like this in a while. I know that we've had some other pay-per-views from the other companies, but this is our wheelhouse. We've really enjoyed the NWA, and it's nice to see it back. It's going to be interesting to see how they approach it. We're going to see some other, as we preview, we'll see some other guys that we don't really know a lot about. But again, we may find some future stars. That's what I'm looking forward to. Maybe we might find a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So tonight here on the show, we are going to educate not only you, our listeners, but ourselves on what is the United Wrestling Network. What is it? And how is working with the NWA going to help them? And how are they going to help the NWA? Obviously, the NWA has been dark since early March with the pandemic and then the issues with Dave LaGana.
It was nice to see an email from them, too.
Yeah, I agree. Very excited. Sweet Charlotte will be on the line this coming Tuesday for the first time, I think, since that episode of Power when he defended against Ricky Morton, I think. I think that was the last time that Nick Aldis, the National Treasure, defended the World's Heavyweight Championship. Well, this coming Tuesday on Primetime Live, he will be defending Sweet Charlotte, the NWA World's Heavyweight title, against Mike Bennett. I'm kind of pumped for that. It's going to be a great match.
I do. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised with that match.
I really am, too. I really think so, too. Camille will be making an appearance, the other part of Strictly Business.
You want to get one of those Strictly Business
I want one of those jackets. Hell yeah. I absolutely do. So let's read what they have here, and then we'll talk about it. So commencing Tuesday, the landscape – this is what they have on their website. The landscape of professional wrestling never stops morphing and evolving, and as always, Fight will be at the forefront, of course, Fight TV, bringing viewers across the globe ringside for the genesis of a new weekly episodic pay-per-view series, Primetime Live. Commencing Tuesday, September 14th, the weekly 90 minutes. So this show, Dr. G, is going to be even longer than Power was. 90-minute pay-per-view series will emanate from California's Thunder Studios, produced by the United Wrestling Network in partnership with the National Wrestling Alliance. The United Wrestling Network is the brainchild of longtime promoter and TV producer Dave Marquez, overseeing a collection of championship wrestling from promotions who share talents, production, and championships. We'll get more into that in a minute. The United Wrestling Network will partner with Billy Corgan's National Wrestling Alliance for Primetime Live, bringing the champions and competitors from the popular NWA Power series live and in action, meshing the tradition of professional wrestling with a push towards the future. Primetime Live is designed to be a launch pad to provide evolving talents their first national pay-per-view exposure, while presenting a nexus, for veterans to return to prominence within the squared circle. For diehard fans seeking to discover the diamonds in the rough who will push professional wrestling to the next level, Primetime Live will be their destination for an alternative, hard-hitting combat sports experience.
Somebody said that those words.
Really?
Yeah.
An alternative hard-hitting combat sports. Was it you?
No. The diamond in a rough.
Diamond in a rough.
Come on.
Come on. Of course, as I just mentioned, the big match on that show. There is no more fitting main event for the debut of UWN's Primetime Live than Nick Aldis carrying his beloved 10 pounds of gold into the ring against a challenger who is seeking not just championship glory, but outright redemption. While Aldis has been the flag bearer for the National Wrestling Alliance since the promotion's rebirth under the auspices of Billy Corgan, Bennett's career trajectory has been far more sullen, trapped in the vortex of missed opportunities and being completely misused by WWE officials, which is an absolute truth. Bennett's escape from the promotion has led to a tremendous chip on his shoulder. Exhausted and furious at being overlooked nationally, Bennett is storming into Primetime Live, seeking to shock the world by capturing the NWA World's Championship. The only problem with Bennett's plans to transform the narrative of his career in one evening is that he'll be attempting to do so by facing perhaps the most tremendously gifted professional wrestler of the modern era. For Aldis, this match is not just a title defense, but a step into the unknown. After all, how does one properly strategize for a contender who has been effectively been hiding in plain sight under the radar? Bennett intends to take back his career on the 15th, a night that may prove to be the most important evening in his entire career. Before we move on, let's talk about that match. What are your thoughts?
I like that buildup.
What are your thoughts on the match overall? How do you think the match is going to go, and who do you like?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I don't think Aldis is going to lose the championship here, but I do believe it's going to be a good match. I think that they're going to – it's going to have some kind of ending where this won't be their only match. I think you'll be seeing them face each other again. But I think this is a chance for Mike Bennett to prove himself. He has that chip on his shoulder, so somebody with a chip on their shoulder usually will come out and giving it their all. And Nick Aldis is going to have to be prepared. I do think that Aldis will find a way to win.
Mm-hmm.
But Bennett's going to give him a match that he hasn't had in a while.
I agree. Think
obviously, he hasn't wrestled in a while. So this is going to be a good test. I'm excited about it. I like the buildup. I like the you know, the 10 pounds of gold, you know, the video they did.
Yep.
I thought that was really nice. And I'm sure they'll do some more building up throughout the show on mm-hmm. Tuesday.
Right.
And, I'm looking forward to a good one. I really am. I think both guys are underrated, especially Aldis. I think he could wrestle in any of the two big companies and be a star.
Right.
But you know what? He's helping build another organization. He's representing that NWA World Heavyweight Championship better than we've seen it represented in a long time.
Yeah, I agree. He's been a tremendous – like, I know there was a clip – we talked about this when we did the episode – when we did our episode about Sweet Charlotte back in – what was it, like June, I think. Like, Adam Pearce, there were a lot of good NWA champions of the last 10 years that sadly just didn't have the exposure that they should have had. Nick Aldis is very lucky he's gotten the exposure in that aspect. I think it's going to be a fantastic match. I agree. I think Aldis will retain. I think a lot of the world champions, and Steve, Nate, and I said this on this past week's main event, the big world champions, which is obviously Nick Aldis, Eric Young, although they've switched the belt around in Impact, John Dean Ambroxley in AEW, Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns, Aquaman, in WWE. Finn Balor's your NXT champion, but they had to do a switch anyway because Karrion Kross got hurt. But I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of world champions kind of keep the belts until we get crowds. Because one thing Nate said on the show is that Drew McIntyre's title reign, and Drew McIntyre is awesome. But it's almost like he's being given a disservice because all of it's happened with no crowds. Like, he should have gotten a big moment at WrestleMania when he beat Brock Lesnar. And how many people were in the building? Four? You know? Sucks. So, having said that, I do think Nick Aldis will retain the world title this Tuesday. But I do think Mike Bennett will take him to the limit. And I agree with you. I think it will not be the only match between these two we see. But, Dr. G, that won't be the only title match we have on this evening. The UWM Primetime Live series will provide a much-needed spotlight for professional wrestling promotions that are beloved by their local communities but have yet to find true national exposure. On the debut edition of Primetime Live, West Coast Pro will be featured as their reigning and defending champion. The massive powerhouse Alexander Hammerstone will defend against up-and-coming West Coast sensation EJ Sparks, who was taken to the air to shock opponents up and down the Pacific Coast. Hammerstone, who has decimated opponents across MLW and Pro Wrestling Noah over the past year, will be playing Championship Goliath to the David of EJ Sparks. Can power and wrestling finesse overpower heart and all-out aerial assaults? It will all unfold on Primetime Live. I can't tell you.
I think we're going to get a good match lose
because I don't know either guy.
But you know what, Scott? I think you're going to see. These guys are going to want to prove something.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. You have guys that want to go out there and they want to prove something. They're on the national stage. I think you're going to see a good one. I think this could be a sleeper of a match. I know people are probably like, what the hell is he talking about? But I do think that this could be a sleeper of a match. Obviously, Hammerstone is much bigger. It's, you know, that David and Goliath type of storyline, which we've seen in wrestling many, many times throughout the years. Again, simple storylines that, you know, could go in any generation of wrestling. I think you're going to see a good one. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised, you know, because we talk about this when we're talking about on Crock and Roll a lot of times, is that the storylines were so simplistic.
Yeah.
In the 80s, but they worked. I think we get too crazy. We're trying to wow the crowds all the time. You know what? If you have different guys performing a storyline that you've done many times in the past, if you have the right stars in place, the storyline's going to play out nicely. Mm-hmm. And this David and Goliath one, here's a chance for these guys to say, you know what? We want to be noticed. We want people to know our names. We want to be household names. Here's a chance to prove it. If they don't prove it that night, then you know what? Then maybe they're not meant to be in the business. But this is a good chance to see two guys that say, hey, you know what? Here's my chance. I want to be noticed by someone, whether it be the NWA, Ring of Honor, Impact, AEW, WWE. Here's my chance to do that. They're hungry. And if they're hungry, you're going to get a good match. It's kind of like we say in the wrestling business, when there's competition, each company tries to outdo each other and step it up a bit. And you know who reaps the benefits? The fans. So here, the fans are going to reap the benefits because you got two guys who are hungry that want to prove themselves to the national audience. We're going to reap the benefits. They'll reap the benefits as well, but we're going to reap the benefits as fans who are paying money to watch this. Hey, this is going to be a sleeper match because obviously Nick Aldis, everybody wants to see the Nick Aldis Mike Bennett match. But maybe this match might be the sleeper of the night. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? So we'll have a local title match. West Coast Pro Champion Alexander Hammerstone against EJ Sparks. We have a women's match.
Can't wait to see what the belt looks like.
I am curious because, you know, I got to be honest. Some of these more local promotions, regional promotions, have some pretty cool looking belts. We'll have to let our other belt junkie, your tri-host on Crock and Roll, Sean Kidd, who's catching up to me in belt ownership. I don't like that. I need to have the most.
I haven't listened to Main Event yet, but have you guys accepted the challenge? Because you know the gauntlet's being thrown here.
I want to see some scratch. You know, in the immortal words of Ric Flair, if you've got the money, honey, we got the time. So anyway, let's move on. We have our first women's match. Camille.
He's ducking us. Don't worry about it, Sean.
As we strictly talk. Sean, he's trying to squeeze blood from a stone here. Find us the checkbook, and then maybe we'll talk. Camille has become both respected and revived as the muscle behind NWA World's Champion Nick Aldis, and of course the beauty within Strictly Business, but remains a powerhouse competitor in her own right. During the debut episode of Primetime Live, Camille will make history becoming one of the first female competitors to enter the ring on UWN's debut pay-per-view broadcast. Heather Monroe a respected veteran of the California scene who has risen to become one of the most beloved combatants in championship wrestling from Hollywood, will be a tough test for Camille. Monroe, recently seen in AEW, has continued to evolve as a competitor. Will Camille's strength and aggression be the factor that takes out the Killer Bay? B-A-E? I guess it's Killer Bay, I guess. Or will Monroe, I got confused with that last week. Or will Monroe once again shock the world with another stunning victory? Fight TV viewers will witness the answer live. I got to be honest, as much as Heather Monroe might be the more local, I think you got to have Camille win here. She's obviously NWA's kind of like centerpiece. Even though Thunder Rose is the world champion, Camille's kind of the centerpiece of the division for the moment. I think she will eventually be champion. So I like her to win.
Yeah, I think Camille's going to come out the winner. You know, you wonder when they're booking something like this. Again, it's a conglomeration of different companies coming together. How do you decide, you know, who's going to win, who's going to lose, and who needs it more than the other? Now,
right.
I would say that I think maybe Camille needs a little bit more of the push right now for her character, for what's going on in the NWA. To kind of show that she's multifaceted in Strictly Business. So I'm gonna go with Camille myself.
Okay,
I think it's another good match. I think it'll be another good surprising match. Have you seen Heather Monroe?
I did watch the one AEW match. She's pretty good. She's a little smaller than Camille, but I could see it being a pretty good battle. This is really big for Camille because she was supposed to make her debut, and we did see a match with her. It was supposed to be one of the powers. It was that superpower that they ended up airing during the pandemic. And she wasn't too bad. It was a short match. I think it was like 4.5 minutes or something, which is probably how long this match is going to be. So we'll see. Dan the Man Joseph has been enjoying quite the championship reign since ascending to the United Wrestling Network, the UWN Television Championship throne. While the championship has brought him into regular combat as well as television opportunities that have included co-hosting Championship Wrestling from Hollywood's Best Of episodes with John Roberts, there may be no more important championship defense beyond the debut episode of Primetime Live, where Joseph has the opportunity to introduce himself to the definitive champion for viewers across the globe. Joseph will be facing the pride of Atlantic City, New Jersey, the unorthodox Levi Shapiro, who is no stranger to Joseph, led to the ring by nefarious talent prospector Howdy Price. I like that name, Howdy Price. Shapiro is laser-focused at redeeming himself after recently losing to Joseph, obsessed with making history as the new UWN television champion. So, Howdy Price, that's the manager of Levi Shapiro. So Dan Joseph will be defending the UWN television title against Levi Shapiro. Now, this is we're not going to talk about the match itself because I don't know either guy, so I'm looking forward to seeing that match. Here's my thing,
though. I could see Levi winning, though.
I could, too. I mean, I'm curious, though, Dr. G. Obviously, UWN has its own television title. Does that mean we're sadly not going to see the NWA television title anymore? Maybe that's why Zicky Dice bailed, because the deal they made with UWN that we have to acknowledge.
I have to be honest with you. I meant to look this up. The whole Zicky Dice situation, I saw one article where they said he definitely left, and then there was another one he was saying he didn't leave the NWA. So I'm so confused. I really don't know what's going on with that situation.
Why did he forfeit the TV title? I don't understand. That was very, very weird. I don't get that either. So anyway, one thing I'm curious about going forward as we start watching this show is, has NWA kind of put their TV title kind of on the shelf, and UWN's television title will be the one that we will acknowledge on television. That'll be an interesting one. Let's see. One of the most hard-hitting and in-demand independent professional wrestlers fighting today, Chris Dickinson, did he play for the Yankees? Will make his UWN debut on Primetime Live. Having terrorized opponents in AAA Lucha Libre, Evolve, which is now, of course, owned by WWE, and Beyond Wrestling, among other outfits, Dickinson is looking to make a worldwide smash with a victory. Dickinson will be facing four-year veteran Dickie Mayer, a star trained by Brian Kendrick, and Jesse Hernandez, who has wowed fans across the Golden State with his flying headbutt. Will Dickinson maul his way to his first victory in the UWN, or will Mayer reign? So I'll be looking forward to that. Two guys, again, that I've never seen before. Chris Dickinson and Dickie Mayer will be wrestling on Tuesday night. So I could see that being the opener.
Speaking of the Zicky Dice situation, on his Facebook, he does have a television title, and it has like a pink strap to it, and he says, much better. The last report that I see, and I could be wrong, you know, I'm just looking this up, from 411 Mania, Zicky Dice granted it. Well, they said that he was granted his release, but then there's another report that says on July 4th, Zicky Dice speaks out on the recent report, says he's still NWA television champion. That's the last thing I kind of see on this. So I do go to his Facebook page, and like I said, on August 10th, he shows the television title that has like a pink strap on it.
Hmm. Wait a minute. So the world television title does not have a red strap, it has a pink strap?
Well, I don't know. He just said much better. I don't know if somebody made that for him and he's commenting. It's a picture of it. That's
interesting.
And he has. Oh, yeah. And on April 20. Well, that was April. Okay. I mean, I don't see anything else. I mean, I'm just trying to go off his Facebook page a little bit just to kind of give an idea. So I guess we'll find out more as maybe through these four shows, maybe we'll find out what's going on with that championship. Remember, there's not much going on, so it's really tough to totally follow. I'm just, you know, trying to figure it out. That's why, you know, you're right. There was articles in there that he was granted his release, and then like 4 or 5 days later, he came out and said it wasn't, that he's still television champion. So I don't know. I'm not totally
Very
sure.
Weird. Yeah, I'm not totally sure about that either. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see if he shows up on this show. Will Alday, Alday, a former collegiate wrestling standout who has risen to the top of WWE Hall of Famer Booker T's Reality of Wrestling promotion, will represent the Lone Star State when he clashes with Jordan Clearwater. Clearwater, dubbed the Golden Boy, has had a long, successful 2020 on the West Coast, going all the way to the semifinals of the most recent Percy Pringle III Memorial Cup, otherwise known as the PP3 tournament, and debuting for New Japan Pro Wrestling's Strong TV series on Fight. But the crowning moment of the year would be establishing his dominance on Primetime Live. For Clearwater to do so, he's going to have to upend Alday, who has torn through Texas like a force of nature. What state will emerge victorious?
I heard that Booker T's guys are pretty good. That Reality of Wrestling is a good promotion. So, another one I'm looking forward to. Again, guys, you know, listen, I'm not claiming I don't know every wrestler that's out there in the world. So there's going to be a lot of new guys for us to watch. And like I said, if we could find that diamond in the rough and maybe we find someone, I'm looking forward to breaking down this show next week. And the fact that we could, you know, talk a little bit about these guys, you know, and maybe make some predictions of who we think might make it in another company, or it may be possibly in the NWA, and, you know, maybe those who didn't. I mean, I hope all these guys come out and perform great, and we could say, you know, guys and gals, and say, hey, these guys, you know, these are going to be the future of the business. So it's really going to be interesting. I'm actually excited about seeing someone from Booker T's organization, because I've heard some really, really good things about his company.
So, yeah. So there we go. Red State, Texas, Blue State, California. How do you like that? Ooh, pre-debate.
How many matches?
So far, we've talked about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now we have a seventh match to talk about.
Wow. So there's not going to be a lot of time for the championship match then.
Depends on how long some of these middle matches are. Yeah. But two of California's most dominant tag teams will face off in a colossal clash, not a colossal jostle, because I don't think the guys are that big. That was Hogan and Bundy, or Bundy and Andre, the colossal jostle. In a colossal clash during the debut episode of Primetime Live, one of the most popular duos on the West Coast, The Tribe, Hawaiian Lion and the Navajo Warrior will take to the ring to battle the Wolf Zaddies, Bad Dude Tito, and Che Cabrera. I'm going to start calling you that now. Bad Dude Tito. That's your new nickname.
Bad Dude. Well, I like Tito's vodka, so.
Bad Dude. The Wolf Zaddies have beaten opponents everywhere into submission and seek to continue carving their path of destruction through Primetime Live. To do so, however, they're going to have to overcome the Tribe, perhaps the most vibrant and resilient tandem to step into the UWN. Having endured numerous wars thanks to the tremendous fan support behind them, the Navajo Warrior and the Hawaiian Lion seek to entertain and electrify fans across the fight world with a big tag team victory. So there we go. United Wrestling Network's Primetime Live will debut on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, and will then air every Tuesday with NWA Women's Champion Thunder Rosa, the six-man trio known as Static, and New York City veteran Papa Don among the stars heading to future broadcasts. I think Thunder Rosa's wrestling on Dynamite this week. I think she had a she's concluding her AEW commitment, so I think she's on Dynamite this week.
Yeah, you know, Scott, the only critique I have with the shows is that you're kind of asking like maybe one match to try to sell it, which is, would be the Aldis match for this first show. Again, not taking anything away from those other guys, and again, we may find some diamonds in the rough, but if you're trying to sell this to the mainstream population, I think you need a little bit more of the NWA luster, I think. I think you need another match with, you know, even if it was with, why am I blanking out now? The national champion.
Shooter Stevens?
Shooter Stevens, yeah, Aaron Stevens. I said it last week. I think it's getting too late. I don't know. Yeah, so Shooter Stevens, like that where you have, you know, maybe another NWA rub. I mean, I know NWA hasn't been around in a while, but I think those names are a little bit more known. But listen, I still think everybody should give it a shot and try it, because you know what? Again, you don't know what you have people that are going to be, you have guys that are guys and gals that are going to be on these shows that want to prove themselves on the national stage.
Correct. So,
if you bring it up that next level, you're going to see some good wrestling and maybe some new characters.
Plus, I think there'll be plenty of time for interview segments. I mean, for instance, just to let you know, to continue the background, hold on.
I want to see Billy Corgan come out, smack Dave Marquez in the face. Cause a little like, you know, UWN, NWA.
I can't see Billy Corgan hitting anybody. But
I'm just making up my own storylines, right?
I can't see that. That would be fucking hilarious. But now, here's the thing. The UWN does not have a world champion. Well, the UWN is, in essence, it's almost like a modern version of the old NWA. It's a collective.
Exactly.
It's a cooperative. There's three groups. There's Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, Championship Wrestling from Arizona, and Championship Wrestling from Memphis, which is very interesting. Nico Marquez runs Hollywood. I don't know if that's Dave's like wife, or I don't know who Nico, if that's a guy or a girl, I'm not sure. Championship Wrestling from Arizona is run by Peter Avalon, who of course used to wrestle in NWA, and he was in AEW, and Mick Greenwood. And then it doesn't say who represents Championship Wrestling from Memphis. But they all started in on October 21st, 2013. Dave Marquez announced the creation of this governing body. They have not – in the summer of 2014, CWFH announced the tournament to crown the first UWN World Heavyweight Champion. Well, they never got around to that. They do have a UWN television champion, which this says it's Royce Isaacs, but I don't think that's obviously not true. This hasn't been updated. Of course, Royce Isaacs is in the Strictly business and the Soul Burners are the tag team champions. But I'm going to go to their website and I want to see. Let's see who the champions are in Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. They have merch, you know, because we all love merch. So, It's a collective of these three promotions, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, which is the flagship, Championship Wrestling from Arizona, and Championship Wrestling from Memphis, which seems kind of random. The other two are West Coast. I'd like to think that eventually Billy Corgan won't, I don't want to say won't need this partnership, but hopefully he kind of gets himself back on track and we can see power again and the NWA does their own thing. That's what I'm looking forward to. My question to you then, Dr. G, is regardless of the success of this new show, Primetime Live, how long do you think it'll take before Billy can kind of branch off, go back to Atlanta, and we get the power tapings again? Will we ever see the power tapings
right now,
again?
I think right now it just depends on what's going on with this virus. I mean, that's what's really holding up all the companies. And because I think if he wants to stick with the model of the studio wrestling, you can't socially distance. And, you know, so if you only fit whatever it is, 150 to 200 in there now, what are you going to try to do? Go down to 50 people? It's just not going to have that same feel.
Right.
So I think this, if this collaboration works, I mean, obviously if this thing's not making money, they're not going to keep doing it. But if it makes some money for everyone involved, I could see this going on until, you know, that he's able to go back to the GPB studios. Again, we don't even know the direction anymore. There was a whole business plan in place when Lagana was there with Billy Corgan. Now he may be changing that plan. We have no idea. I mean,
right.
it would be nice to be able to, you know, maybe get an interview with Billy soon and kind of, you know, I wish we could, but if we couldn't, you know, if somebody out there has he's on some kind of podcast or some kind of YouTube show or something, just to kind of give us an idea of where the NWA is going. And again, he may just be trying this collaboration to bring some money in to help pay his guys and gals, and hopefully try to come up with a business plan of how he wants to go in the future. But again, everybody's up in the air because we don't know what's going to happen with this. Because the NWA was still, you remember, they were going to have that their pay-per-view, you know, the Crockett Cup pay-per-view, which I think was going to bring some revenue in. They were, you know, hopefully they were going to sell out that building, and who knows where they could have gone from there. And maybe they were going to start touring. Who knows?
Right.
That yeah. would be really nice. But again, you know, again, they could tour right now, you know, well, now we're towards the end of the summer. They could tour and hop on with other independents.
Right.
And have their guys be on those shows, like in these baseball stadium shows, you know, like the Jerry Lawler 50th anniversary is being done at the, I think it's Jackson, Tennessee, in the minor league ballpark there. And I believe they could get up to 2,000 now, I believe, is the max. And I think the place maybe fits like 6,000 or 7,000, so people could socially be distant from each other. So it would have been nice to see possibly, you know, during the summer, even if, you know, Aldis was on one of those shows, because some of the independents are running shows, but they're running them outside.
Mm.
With limited crowd. So
yeah.
That's a good question you're asking. I can't really give an answer like, okay, yeah, the next year at this time, the NWA is going to be back in the GPB studios, because we don't really know. Let's hope. Let's hope that it's sooner rather than later, but we have no idea.
Mm.
And again, we don't know what the game plan is for Billy, if he's had to change it. Obviously he had to go think outside the box, and he joined on with the UWN. So he's obviously open to doing some different things, because he wants to keep, you know, listen, he wants to keep his employees working, his wrestlers working that have been loyal to him. Because listen, if these guys get a chance to go to another company where they can make money and put food on their table, what are they going to do? We saw it with Eddie Kingston already.
Yeah.
You can't deny these guys a chance to put food on the table for their families.
Sure.
And Billy knows that. And Billy loves the business, and he's respectful of the business. So I think I hope this is successful. I know we're goofing about some of the names of some of the guys we don't know, and we're just having fun with it. But I just hope, listen, we don't make a dime from it, so I'm not getting anything out of it. But as a wrestling fan, I hope that any wrestling fan that can afford it out there, listen, we know people are struggling right now, a lot of people struggling out there, but if you can afford it, why not? Spend the $24 and get the four pack and watch the shows and see what you think. And then see what happens after that. If it's not good quality, I don't blame you. Don't spend your money on it. If it is good quality, mm-hmm. maybe you want to hook on and do another, if they do another four shows. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm excited for something that we were so passionate about and why we started this podcast. And listen, I enjoy all the nostalgia. Trust me, more than you even know. It's been fun for me. It's been cathartic for me because I have to be honest with you. Wrestling is something that was a big part of my childhood growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoy going back to those days. I was telling some of the stories on Croc and Roll about, and Sean never knew these stories, obviously, because we're just getting to know each other, that my father's friend was a wrestler down in Championship Wrestling from Florida. And then that, Mike Rotundo, Barry Windham, and Denny Brown came to my friend's father's house to pick up their boat. And we got to meet them and some of the stories, those things. So it's nice to be able to go back and think of those stories. I mean, you and I talk about it all the time. That was our bond when we first met in college, was wrestling. So
you're so nostalgic.
I just love the fact that something like this, and we're getting, having the NWA has gotten me back into the game again. Because I have to be honest with you, I haven't really enjoyed today's product that much in the last 4 or 5 years. And this and the NWA really brought that back for me, and I was really enjoying it. And I realized, we used to goof on the studio wrestling a little bit when we were younger because we started seeing the big arenas of the of the WWF and that great marketing machine. But like I always say, if the NWA had Vince's marketing machine behind them back in the 80s, they would have blew, They would have blown the WWF away because the wrestling and the storylines were so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so happy to have the NWA back, even if it's just little bits and pieces. But I'm also looking forward to seeing some of these new guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to open up my mind to let's see what some young talent that's coming up. And then someone from Booker T's school. I like Booker T. I think Booker T is, sometimes I listen to his podcast, but just, I love him when he would be on the WWE pay-per-views and the round tables and all that stuff. I enjoy him and he really knows the business and he respects the business. So it'll be fun to see one of his guys be on a national stage and see if they could, if they could take it to the next level. And maybe you'll see him in an NXT or maybe even the NWA. Who knows?
I concur with everything you said.
Yes, I have things to say sometimes.
You're like Bob Costas. Except you're not as much. You're not as worthy.
You just listen. This is who I am. If you don't like it, too bad.
This is who I am. What, nostalgic and sing-songy? Aww.
I'll sing song you right
I now. Love.
But let me tell you something right now. You're ducking us. You're ducking me.
Did you fill Denny Brown's cooler?
Sean, and you're ducking Callum. Because Callum, let me tell you something. He's our secret weapon. Let me tell you something right now.
Yeah, secret weapon.
You may think he's all nice. Let me tell you something. He's the one that's got the
dun, 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 dun. He's gonna sing "Rule Britannica" and he's gonna cover you with Union Jack. That's what he's gonna do, and then drop it out, and then Claymore kick you in the face.
He's
so there you go.
He's not going to turn
dun, on us. Dun, 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 dun. He's gonna have his own Matilda. I feel like I'd skip.
Come
Callum
on, baby, that. Bring it on.
Listen to this piece of news before we head on out the door.
What's that?
More NWA stuff. Listen to this. Kind of something we alluded to, I think, on the last episode. According to the Observer, so this is bad skin, bad hair, so take it for what it's worth.
Here we go. See what good old Davey Boy has to say.
Ooh, he's going to take on the Warlord. Pro Wrestling Noah has been having talks of hosting an NWA World's Heavyweight Championship match between Nick Aldis and the Great Muta. The report notes that there are serious talks of having the highly anticipated Dream bout in some form on October 6th, which is a Tuesday, with Rob Hockman and Sonny Ono calling the match at the commentary table. Of course, Aldis set to defend the belt Tuesday against Mike Kanellis, yada, yada, yada. Like I said, that was almost a discussion for the G1 Supercard last year at the Garden, which I was at. And if I could have been in the building in Madison Square Garden, the home office of Vince, to watch Muta and Aldis defend Sweet Charlotte, woo! Sign me up now.
How old is Muta now? He's got to be what?
Muda's in his early 50s, early to mid-50s. And I saw him live, and he looks amazing. He looks amazing.
I'll tell you the truth. That would be great. That's what I love. The one thing is that Aldis really takes the NWA World Championship seriously, and I like the fact that Billy will have it defended around the world in different promotions.
I agree.
So it does have that old NWA feel to it, and he's a real world champion, and that's what I like.
Yep, I agree. I agree. October 6th is a Tuesday, so maybe they'll simulcast an episode of Primetime Live and have that match. Although, they'd have to tape it, because if it was live, it'd be like 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever the fuck it is in
Tokyo. Put your AEW hate away. Do you anticipate that Aldis, like Thunder Rosa, will appear on a future episode of Dynamite?
Not until he loses the belt. You can't have your NWA World Champion job to Cody or job to Brody Lee or job to that other piece of white trash.
First of all, I don't think they'll job him out. But
no,
what's the sense of having him on the show if he's not the NWA World Champion? That's what I'm saying.
What do you want him to do?
Give him a little rub to the belt. I don't give to one of their up and comers or one of their upper mid card guys. Give him a shot at the title. I mean, like Thunder Rosa's doing.
Be careful what you wish for, because if I have to listen to Mike Valenti of the Squared Circle Psycho Babble get all excited when Nick Aldis defends the world's heavyweight title against Orange Cassidy, I might blow my fucking brains out. Sorry, Steve Willie.
Well, no, I'm not talking about Orange Cassidy. I don't know who he'd face, but I'm just saying. I'm not asking.
Darby Allin? I might go for that. Darby Allin, I'd go for. Sammy Guevara, maybe.
I just like the fact that the NWA can maybe get a little showcase,
Get Nick Aldis and Hangman Page. Now, see, I'd sign up for. Yeah, count me in for
You have some kind of schmoz at the end if you need to, whatever you need to do to make it work. But I think it would be great for the NWA World's Championship to have that real national television presence. Because, listen, you could say all you want. Tony Khan does have he really cares about the history of wrestling, and he respects it. I mean, I think they've done a good job with Thunder Rosa. It's given her a chance to wrestle some more competition, a little bit more, now that the AEW women are getting a little more seasoned. And it helps their division. Let me tell you, she adds a lot. I mean,
yeah, she absolutely adds a lot. Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll keep an eye on that story. Again, it looks like they're shooting for October 6th, which is a Tuesday. So it would be on a primetime live night. So
So it's not going to be over there. It would actually be probably over here.
No, it says it would be in Tokyo. It says it would be, because it says Pro Wrestling Noah, which is a Japanese company, has been having talks of hosting an NWA world title match. So it would either have been taped and would air on primetime live, or they would, I can't see them simulcasting it, because again, Tokyo, Japan is ahead. So 9 o'clock our time would be like 3 o'clock in the morning their time. So I can't see that happening. I have a feeling it would be taped. If they're doing it at all, they may just do it and then we watch it after the fact. It may not be on. Maybe they'll show it the following week. I mean, we'd know the. I mean, because
listen,
the internet,
if it could help get Nick Aldis a payday, and also get a dream match like that, I say do it. I'm all for it. But you really wanted to see Muda last year, huh? Against all the show. That would have been...
I love Muda. Always love Muda. I have my cachet of favorite Japanese wrestlers. I love Muda. I love Chono, Tatsumi Fujinami, Hashimoto. I have my Japanese guys I like.
Who do you feel, you know, in your time of watching wrestling was probably the most over Japanese wrestler in the United States that really had a nice run in the United States? Would you say Muda is one of them?
I would say Muda. I would definitely say Liger, because when he was in WCW and in the Indies, problem is a lot of Japanese guys don't stay here because they don't make as much money. You know, like Muda kicked around with, you know, feuded with Sting in 88, 89, early 90, but then went back to Japan because make more money there, you know? I would say Chono when he was kind of in the NWO. But if you had asked me, like, the most over guy globally from Japan, I would say Liger. I would say Liger, probably.
That's
but
cool.
Muda would come pretty close. I mean, late 70s, early 80s, we can't forget, again, Tatsumi Fujinami, Riki Dozan, I guess, but that's earlier.
But they didn't really stay over here very long.
No, none of them do. They make more money over there. I don't blame them. That's why you had guys like Stan Hansen.
Well, some of it is money, obviously. You know, you don't have to pay all the...
Dr. Death. Yeah, but those guys, I mean, those, like, New Japan, Baba and Inoki, I mean, they are exceptional payout guys. They're no Vern fucking Gagne squeezing two dimes together.
Well, that's why and you have to understand, too, when a lot of these guys were coming over, the guarantee contracts weren't around.
Right.
Now, you know, but now Nakamura's been over here for a while.
True. But he's in WWE. It's not like he's floating around aimlessly. He's made pretty good money. And he's had a decent run.
He's getting a good contract. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The fact that now the money is much better than it used to be. It's because it's guaranteed.
Well, the other problem, too, sadly, is that a lot of these guys don't speak English or their English is limited.
It's very tough. You know, it's very tough for them to adjust to our culture and vice versa.
Now, if you ask me right now who the best Japanese wrestler in the world is, I mean, ask Nate and Steve. They'll tell you that I'll always say Okada. Okada to me is the Japanese Ric Flair.
Okada's...
I love that guy. He's amazing. Would he work here? Would he work in this side of the country? No. He barely speaks English.
No, I mean
that's the shitty part. And unfortunately,
you see maybe see, WWE wouldn't bring somebody in for one shot or two. So really, if you want to see those guys come over in a company, it's probably going to be AEW. It won't be WWE.
Or NWA.
Not for just one shot.
Now, that's a good thing about – see, here's the one good thing about Japan, though, Dr. Gene. We'll wrap up with this. A guy like Okada and these Japanese guys, they don't want to get locked into WWE contracts or AEW contracts. I could see, like, Billy getting connections with the Sonny Onos and these guys. And Okada and some of these New Japan guys come to the NWA and Nick Aldis defends Sweet Charlotte against Okada. I'd crap my fucking pants if I saw that.
Yeah, they need to be in, you know, making some dough because those guys are not coming over for, you know, $1,000 payday. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I think it would be fun. I mean, again, like I said, I know you got a lot of AEW hate and all that stuff, but honestly, the only big company in the United States that's going to do things that are outside the box that WWE just won't do for whatever reason. It doesn't mean that they just have their own way of doing things, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure,
but AEW loves to pay that, you know, homage to the past and to, you know, the legacy and of wrestling, and they would do things like that, which is kind of neat. It's neat when they bring, you know, I think it's so cool that Thunder Rosa is being advertised as the NWA Women's World Champion on AEW show. That is so cool. I mean, remember when they did the whole NWA angle and WWE in the 90s, and we were like, what the heck's going on? We didn't really understand it because, you know, we didn't have – you had inside information then, but not like it is now. So it was, you know, but it was kind of neat to see the NWA World's title, right, on WWE television. I think it got lost a lot of times because there was so much going on. And, yeah, Dan the Beast Severn, I mean, don't get me wrong, the guy, you know.
Yeah, but then they used, I mean, then Cornette was there and the NWA was a fucking joke. Remember, you had Jarrett and fucking Southern Justice and Wyndham and all, they had these fake belts and all this bullshit. It wasn't the same. It wasn't the same.
But so anyway, but you know, but it was cool to see. It was cool to see the NWA World's title on WWF television, WWF at the time television. But you know, they just obviously it was never going to be treated the way it is. But it was. I don't know. I just think it's so cool when you see the different companies working with each other, especially when you're. Like the NWA, where they're trying to rebuild it back up to just get some kind of exposure. Listen, the person gets a nice payday, the wrestler gets a nice payday, and the company like the NWA gets a little rub. Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. No, a great point. All right, well, great episode. I had a lot of fun. I think we're all set for the big show this coming Tuesday. So go to fight.tv, sign up. Sign up for, if you want, just sign up for the first episode for $8 and see if you like it, and maybe they'll change the price for the next three as a bundle. I'm buying all four because that's what I do. And anyway, the last episode of the bundle, Dr. G, would be October 6th. Because it'd be the 15th.
Look at this. Look at this. You're like the 29th master and October over here. 6th.
Yeah, so the last episode of this first four episode bundle would be the night that Pro Wrestling Noah is discussing having a match between Nick Aldis and Muta.
This is why we keep you around here at the network.
Well, yeah, plus I do all the legwork.
We haven't tried to oust you yet.
Yeah, well, you know, you just pimp Planet Pizza and go to bed wearing T-shirts and masks. So anyway, he's Dr. G. You can find him on Twitter at PTB, at Dr. G PTB. He's the tri-host of NWA Croc and Roll, which will have your third episode drop this coming Wednesday.
Hit me up on Twitter. I'd love to hear from everyone.
Yeah, please do. We didn't have time for a superstar spotlight tonight. We really wanted to get into the primetime live stuff. So we'll see week to week if we get room for a superstar spotlight. But keep your GWCW ballots going because the clock is ticking. It was like, I remember I was saying like, oh, 10 months away. Well, now it's less than four. You got to have it by New Year's Eve. So keep your GWCW ballots going.
Don't worry about it. You know what it's going to be? I'm like the one in school. I'll be copying off of Scott's paper.
Yeah, exactly. Copying off my paper, even though he
supposedly and I'll just, knows like, more change NWA the, than I do. The last, like, four or five matches.
Matches, yeah. Ultimo, who? Who the hell's Alex Wright? Ah, fuck it. I'll just make it 97. Now, speaking of Alex Wright, Nate picked two great matches this past week on the main event, on the GWCW Classic Match Picks. You can follow me on Twitter at PTB Podfather. Follow all the great shows we have on the Place to Be Wrestling Network, Place to Be Podcast, the main event, the NWA Saturday Special, Croc and Roll. This coming weekend, tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Saturday, tomorrow, a brand new episode of Wrestling's Chicken Salad will drop. Ben Locke and the guys. I don't know who he has on this week. I didn't like listening ahead of time when I put it up. But I believe the show this month is Fall Brawl 99.
Ooh, that's a good one.
There you go. Well, that's the whole point. It's not a good one, depending on your point of view.
That's what I meant. I mean,
a good one to talk about. Yeah, it's a good piece of shit. About that. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
As I mentioned, this coming Wednesday will be the next episode of NWA Croc and Roll. June 85, you guys were talking. It's a meaty one. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. So
get you through the workday, trust me.
Exactly. And you got a month to listen to it. If you're a Croc and Roll fan, you've got a month because they won't drop the next one till October. So there you go.
Wow, we're already going into October. Oof.
So I know. So have a great weekend. Have a great week. Enjoy Primetime Live. Next week on the show, we will recap episode one. Will Mike Bennett shock the world? We will see. Enjoy. He's the doctor. You're not.
Ciao.